This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, charges, countercharges fly on the campaign trail. A Justice Department official admits to using a political litmus test to screen applicants. And July closes as the safest month for U.S. troops in Iraq since the war began. NPR senior news analyst Dan Schor joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And let's begin with the campaign and the fact that Senator McCain's campaign manager accused Senator Barack Obama of, quote, playing the race card after comments Senator Obama made Wednesday in Union, Missouri.
Well, the campaign is certainly taking a little nasty turn. Well, that's what it was about was the fact that Obama said, what they're trying to do is to make you scared of me. He's not patriotic. He's got a funny name, you know. He doesn't look like the other presidents on the dollar bills, which is Obama's way of saying that they were trying to get him scared, which was then picked up as being in itself a playing of the race card. And that's going back and forth, and it'll probably soon yield to the next little fight. But there's not much substance in this campaign so far, either side.
A McCain campaign ad also compares Senator Obama's popularity to celebrities like Paris Hilton, Britney Spears. The implication being that he's popular, but is there any there?
Well, the implication being that he's kind of like a rock star. Why, he said, because standing in front of 200,000 people in Berlin meant that he was a celebrity as opposed to he being a representative of his country. I do not know, but I'm unable anymore to parse the things that are said in this campaign.
A federal judge ruled this week that former White House counsel Harriet Myers and White House Chief of Staff Joshua Bolten have to answer subpoenas about the U.S. attorney firings. Now, this happened the same week as an internal Justice Department report said the department politicized hiring.
Well, let's take the two events connected, and then let's take the first of them. First of all, a federal judge has ruled that if you get a subpoena, you've got to show up. Mm-hmm. After you've shown up before the congressional committee, you can then say, I can't answer this question or I can't do that. Well, you cannot not stay away. That may have consequences. Similarly, with the business of all the hiring and firing of people based on what their politics is or are, that also raises some interesting questions because there appears to be violations of the civil service regulations there. And that can have legal consequences.
Practical consequences. Reported this week that the Pakistani intelligence service was involved in last month's bombing of the Indian embassy in Kabul.
Right.
Now, Pakistan's government says, yeah, we have a few Taliban sympathizers we have to weed out. But they say that they had no role in
that. Well, they apparently managed to eavesdrop on some conversations between the ISI people and those who were planning this big bomb explosion in Kabul at the Indian embassy. And what makes this also ironic is that the new Prime Minister, Gilani, has been to see President Bush, who has said that they're doing a great job over there and they should really try to do a little bit better job. And Gilani saying, well, we're sovereign, we're doing the best we can. But if your own intelligence service is dealing with the militants, that best you can is not very good.
The death toll for U.S. troops in Iraq for the month of July was the lowest it's been since the start of the war. I believe there were five combat deaths suffered. Among other things, what does this portend for the presidential campaign?
Well, for the presidential campaign, it certainly is a plus as far as Senator McCain is concerned, because he's been saying, you know, thanks to SIRS, thanks that we're doing well, and any sign that they're doing better than they had been doing tends to help Senator McCain. However, there are other aspects of this. One is that things did not go so well in Afghanistan, where the number of Americans killed is rising as opposed to falling.
And Senator Obama makes the point that it's a distraction of resources.
And Senator indeed calls this a distraction. What we should be doing is much more in Afghanistan than Iraq, where they can get the troops to send to Afghanistan is another matter.
Israeli Prime Minister Olmert announced this week that he's stepping down in September. He's been under investigation. Does this have implications for the peace process? A couple of weeks, he was reported, he said, it's closest we've been to an agreement.
That's right. And he apparently still wants to proceed with that, but it's very difficult when you're under indictment to carry the kind of weight that you would need. I think you can take it for granted that between now and the installation of the next American president, that there won't be much happening on the peace front between Israelis and Palestinians.
Finally, I want to get your response to something that'll make people, I think it might surprise people that I'm going to try and draw you out on this.
Yes.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, I don't want to violate any confidences, but we had to descend on you in your office to explain to you exactly who Brangelina was.
That's true.
Recently had infant twins, as everybody More or less everybody, I should say, knows.
And the, almost everybody. I now know.
Okay. Now everybody in the world knows. The rights to pictures of those infants were sold to People magazine and a British magazine for $14 million. On the one hand, doesn't that sound outrageous? On the other hand, the proceeds go to a foundation that helps children around the world. So is it such a bad thing?
Let me say this. I'm not a big aficionado of the pop culture. But if you get people who are very famous but contributing money to a good cause, if you get Bono going to Africa to try to help, I may have to revise my opinion of pop culture.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore. You old rocker.